Hey, this is Dan from the Comic Book Pit with another Audio Boo. This is Audio Boo number 16, DC's New 52, Week 2, Part 1. So like the last couple of Audio Boos, I'm going to be talking about the next batch of the DC comics, the New 52. This is going to be the second batch of 13 brand new comics that came out. And we're going to get things kicked off with Batman and Robin. So this is picking up pretty much where the last series left off. This is the Bruce Wayne Batman teamed up with Damian. A few twists and turns aside, this is pretty standard stuff. It's Bruce teaching, trying to teach Damian at least, not so much how to be a better partner, but almost how to be a better, being a better person, trying to instill in him the idea of respect, which Damian really has, will have none of that. So this is going to be on my keep pile. This is because I like the interaction between the adult authority figure and Damian. The next book on the pile is the long-awaited and Rucka-less Batwoman. Still with the original creative team, creative team of J.H. Williams III, with W. Hayden Blackman assisting. Like the Batman and Robin book, this pretty much picks up right where the highly acclaimed run of Batwoman left off, with Kate Kane as the still in the Batwoman costume and. Again, picking up where the last series left off, there's a couple new things in here. one of them I'm not going to really give away because it's a pretty big spoiler. But the other thing is, it looks like she's taken on a sidekick and is going through the process of training them. So this is another one I'm going to put on the keep pile. The third book up is Deathstroke. this is one I'm not going to continue with. It was enjoyable enough, I suppose, but Deathstroke, I think, has always been better as a supporting character, and never quite so interesting to me in his own book, although his classic look was one that I always really liked, and this new look with the bulky armor and giant sword just doesn't really ring true to the character. I mean, he's supposed to be like one of the deadliest men and assassins, and basically a sneaky bastard. And I just don't know how anyone can get around with all that armor. I know it's a comic book and everything, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense. So there were a couple interesting things in here, but overall, it's just not one I'm going to continue with. Demon Knights. This was a pleasant surprise. I didn't really have a lot of expectations going into this one, mostly because a lot of the characters I really don't connect with. It's the Demon, Jason Blood, Adam Xanadu, Shining Knight, Vandal Savage, and a few other characters that they may be new, or they just may be characters that I'm not familiar with, either way. But this was a pretty fun book, and I'm at least going to get the second issue of this, just to see if it continues the enjoyment of the first issue. Green Lantern number one. From what I understand, not really being a Green Lantern reader, this pretty much picks up from the previous Green Lantern book as well. This time, the roles are reversed a little bit, with Sinestro being back in the green, as it were, and wielding the green ring, and a kind of hapless Hal Jordan on Earth trying to make his way without a ring, without a job, without any hope or prospects. So that's pretty interesting. I think I'll continue with this one as well. And then the last one I'm going to talk about is Frankenstein, Agent of Shade. I guess the best way to describe this is it's Hellboy and the BPRD in the DC universe. You got Frankenstein teaming up with the Creature Commandos, which are basically a bunch of freaks. Probably not going to continue with this one, though. So this has been Dan from the Comic Book Pit. It's been another Audio Boo, and we'll talk to you next time.